Eugene Fanfan shares 6 personal finance tips. If you're looking to make some major changes in your life, whether it's launching that side project or saving enough money to travel around the world, then you're going to need to put your finances in order. If you're looking to improve your personal finances, one of the best things you can do is talk to an expert who knows what they're doing, so you can learn from their experience and avoid mistakes that might cost you thousands of dollars down the road. That's Eugene Fanfan here, who works in the financial literacy business and has helped his clients reach financial freedom. To get some insight into the world of personal finance, Eugene Fanfan shares his experience. This can be an intimidating prospect, but these 7 personal finance tips from Eugene Fanfan will bring you on the right track. Invest in yourself first. Starting with yourself first is a great strategy because if you don't take care of your needs, there's no way that you can be of service to others. So learn to set aside some money for your health, happiness, and growth so that you can become a better person. This in turn will attract abundance into your life. It all starts with putting yourself first. Eugene Fanfan says when you're just starting, it can be tempting to focus all your attention on saving money and making a profit. But if you don't invest in yourself, in your education, in your network, and so on, it will be nearly impossible to generate future revenue. It might sound counterintuitive, but remember that investing money isn't about getting returns, it's about building value for yourself and achieving your goals. The more you invest in yourself now, the more valuable you become down the road. Track your income and expenses. Setting up a budget is important for 2 reasons. 1, it's how you track your income and expenses. 2, it keeps you from spending money that you don't have. It may seem like a daunting task, but setting up a budget doesn't have to be difficult. You can do it in 5 minutes. And while you should always try to live within your means, keeping track of your finances allows you to spend more when it makes sense. After all, if life throws an unexpected curveball at you, it's nice to know where your extra money is coming from so that you can handle whatever comes your way. You need to know how much money you're earning and consuming. If you don't track your income and expenses regularly, you may not know where your finances stand at any given time. Plus, tracking your spending helps you identify areas where you could save more money. Eugene Fanfan suggests you can also use budgeting tools to help organize your finances and make it easier to see where all of your money is going. Finally, if tracking expenses sounds overwhelming, keep in mind that there are plenty of personal finance software programs available that can help you keep tabs on what comes in and goes out of your bank account. When deciding which option is best for you, just remember, it's better to know than not know. Stop spending on unnecessary purchases. You can't save money if you're spending it on things you don't need. Some of these items are tempting but could end up costing you more than they're worth in both time and money. Before buying something that isn't necessary for your life, ask yourself, do I really need to buy that? If you do, consider saving up for it instead of making an impulsive purchase. Not only will you be able to buy what you want without wasting your hard-earned cash, but by waiting until you have enough money saved up to afford a luxury item, you may find that it isn't as much fun as your mind led you to believe. Spend less than you earn. It sounds simple, but it's one of the most important lessons for financial success. The best way to ensure you spend less than you earn is to simply keep track of your expenses. To build wealth and gain financial freedom, you must spend less than you earn. It's that simple. If you want to go from living paycheck to saving money, Eugene Fanfan believes it's important that you focus on increasing your income and decreasing your expenses rather than trying out new get-rich-quick schemes. The fastest way to accumulate wealth is by consistently spending less than you earn. What does that mean for your wallet? Save or invest anything extra that comes in. When it comes to money, time is of the essence. Have a plan and an emergency fund. Make sure you always have a plan for your money, whether that's investing, saving, or donating to charity. If you don't have one, it can be easy to spend all of your disposable income on things like food and fun. And with expenses like these, We often find that paying off debt or saving for retirement takes a backseat, not to mention an emergency fund is key if something unexpected comes up. You may think you can bounce back from anything life throws at you. But taking precautions will never hurt. According to Eugene Fanfan, having an emergency fund gives you peace of mind so that when something does happen, whether it's buying a new car or replacing lost items, you won't have to worry about how you are going to pay for it. When your goal is to save as much as possible, having cash on hand means more than just being able to buy what you want right now. It also helps keep credit card balances low and provides freedom in other areas of your life. Having cash available makes running errands easier and frees up time during tax season so you can focus on preparing rather than panicking about paying bills. Your financial security should come first before anything else in life, including yourself. Don't live beyond your means. It's a wise decision to live within your means, but means are not as simple as it seems. It includes every expense in your life: your mortgage or rent, food, utilities, car payments, and insurance, if you have one, student loans, and credit card debt. If you're on a steady paycheck, saving for retirement shouldn't be hard either. Work with your employer to set up an automatic transfer of pre-tax dollars into a separate savings account. That way it gets taken care of without you having to think about it or take any action at all. Most importantly, don't go out and spend money that you don't have. Try living below your means for at least 6 months so that when unexpected expenses arise, like car repairs or health problems, you won't find yourself strapped for cash. Living beyond your means will also give you fewer options if things start going wrong. Keep a safety net in place by living frugally now so that if something bad happens later on down the road, you can bounce back more easily.